Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on with you, man? How you doing, bro?
Good, good. I cannot complain. Today was Monday for me, so you know how that goes.
What you said? What you said? You
know how that go? How was the day today? How was the day?
Hey, man, it's always a blessing when you wake up and my Duke's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
I hope you had a wonderful day and all this kind of stuff. Yes, so I can't complain. Not at all, brother.
What you said?
Work was good and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. It was long when they tell you can't have your earbuds in today because all the big head honchos is there.
Oh.
It was long. Hey, long.
Oh, way. Yes, sir. That's different. That hits a little bit different, don't it?
Absolutely. You can't listen to nothing? Golly.
Yeah, man. Hey, big time. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for joining us, whoever's going to join us. You know, a little late start, but hey, we're going to get through this. Lots to talk about today. Lock the rock before the weekend. You know how we do.
Sure.
Without a doubt, right off the bat, social media, boom. Mark and Will Show across the board, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. You already know, YouTube. You're on it right now. Mark and Will Gaming on Twitch and Mark and Will Gaming on YouTube. MarkandWillShow.com. That's where you can get a lot of that stuff. This update that's downloaded some shows, some past shows, and we'll download some more. Also, hey, that Mark and Will Show Facebook group page is popping. Might want to get on there because when them polls drop, it's going to be on there too. It's steadily growing and all that kind of good stuff. We love that. So make sure you check that out big time.
Please.
FNC. We had a show Monday, Halloween edition. We're definitely back in rotation as football kind of dwindles down. Well, baby, you had a rock and roll with that. Have fun with topics. Have fun, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really a family-oriented show that we tackle topics. So definitely tune in on that one big time.
Here we go. Hey, y'all make sure y'all go. Please, please go subscribe to that channel. Please. It's really about to go up. I told y'all, I'm coming. It's on the cracking now. Y'all got me going. I'm with it. I love it. We going to get bro on there.
Let me finish my baseball season.
Hey, that goes to show y'all, bro, don't play about that baseball.
Let me go on and finish that
second. I'll start confessing. I think you really did love baseball more than you did football.
Man, I tell you, bro, baseball's a... kind of like how Max, if y'all missed the show yesterday, shame on you. Definitely go back and watch that. Because I was like Max. Basketball is always my first love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I ain't going to lie. Baseball is upper and football, you know what I'm saying? But baseball, man, it's different. I mean, you play it so many long and then, you know...
Exactly.
When we gonna hit, what we gonna talk about shortly, what happened in the World Series that never has happened before? Come on, man. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you that's one of the sports that if you play it, you'll love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if you had somebody that played and you used to watch it, you know, a lot of people are like it's boring and all this kind of stuff like that. But when it's money time, it's money time.
It's money time. You're right about that.
Time, big time. So I'll be on there, man. I tell you, I'll be on there for real, for real.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what?
Woo!
Check this out. That display wasn't even supposed to pop, but okay. Tomorrow, we already covered this, but I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Mail and PRP. Come and check that out, 7 o'clock at Mail. Mark will be there. I will be there.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else will be there. You know what I'm saying? A family affair type stuff. So, hey, hope it lives up to its billing. I hope it be an exciting game. I hope AJ goes off. I hope Daniel does well. All that kind of good stuff like that. So, hey, make sure y'all check it out. That's all we're going to say. If you want to know how what we break down, watch yesterday's show.
Show. Exactly.
We did a lot of breaking down of that. So, all right. So, let's get caught up real quick. Today, we actually got a game today. Southern versus St. X
is
on right now. We wish our brother.
Yes, sir.
May you luck on that Absolutely. One. I have not heard the score. I really haven't looked, but I'm pretty sure he's going to break it down. Brother, break it down. So, you know, Absolutely. All that good stuff. So, hey, wish them luck on that one, and that's going to be a tough one for them.
Yeah.
Holy Cross versus Russellville. Holy Cross has to travel to Russellville. So, you know, thing about it, everybody loves them home games, but now you got to go ahead and on the road. So
yeah.
See what's exactly. what popped with that one. So, good luck.
Yeah, I do.
Good luck to both teams on that one. Shelby County versus Spencer County. Shelby County also got to go to road, on the road. Coach Harris and Coach Montgomery will see. Yeah. You know, They hit a little speed bump beginning of the season, and they got it going a little bit. So we'll see what's going on. Spencer County is always tough. So interesting game. You know, like I said, like we talked about it. You know, that's one thing. Certain sports at home field means a lot, and a lot. Let's be honest. In the playoffs, it means a lot. So you got to go ahead and take care of that. So when you travel, you got to be mentally sharp. So Shelby County got to go to Spencer County. Needle Dawson Atherton. I tell you, man, you know, when Nino was on here, what did I say? I said, man, I see you everywhere. You interview everywhere.
Right.
We saw you.
Yeah, we did.
Dawson versus Atherton. Let's go. Let's see. We're talking about some high scoring offense type play. Because Johnson, you know, Bryce and Johnson, hey. See what he's going to do. Cole, defensive coordinator, Nino, and all that kind of stuff. So, should be a good game. After the big A factory, you're at home. Take care of business,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Take care of business.
Yes, sir.
That's all it's about.
North Laurel versus Collins. Collins took a tough loss, I think it was last week. So, time to bounce back. You got a home game. You know, you got the superstar. You got Mr. Kentucky Football. Mr. Football. So
yes,
see, let's go. This is when you make your statements. You know, take care of business. So, good luck with that one. So we'll definitely see that without a doubt. North Bullet at Ferndale. We broke them down with the
Spurs. Yeah, we did.
Right, we broke them down in 2 days ago and broke down their defense as far as their scoring allowed. So hey, I'm looking for Ferndale to go ahead and get them another 60 or 50 piece.
Absolutely.
50 to
Absolutely.
Zero.
Yes. Ferndale, do what you got to do. They at home, too, right?
Right. I'm calling out. That score is going to be 50 to zero. Sorry, no. And I like it. I think they rolling, man. They rolling.
Yeah, they are.
Woo! Speaking of rolling. Connor versus Frederick Douglass. Connor, I'm sorry. Somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb.
Somebody got to be it.
Somebody got to take it on the chin.
Right. Might as well be y'all.
Now, this is good to me. Fern Creek has struggled, but they got a hell of a running back. Malone, Malik Malone. Manuel's got a front seven that's, you know, tough. Top five in the state. They front seven. So we'll see what's going on. And then how much do you let that mail loss affect you the next week?
Exactly. You got to brush it off.
If he's still moping and mad,
right.
Fern Creek, you know, is going to run the ball. They're going to do what they got to do. So we're going to see.
Old news.
If this is a struggle, and then you got to think. You know how we always talk when, you know, even with, especially football, when you play tough teams in the NFL, college, and high school, you might have some bumps and bruises that everybody don't know about, right? So we're going to see if there's any aftermath of that mail manual. If anybody got right. up and can't go or whatever, you know what I'm saying, besides feelings getting hurt.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll see, because when you play tough competition, you're going to have some people dinged up. So we'll see. If this is a close game, is this going to look like the manual versus Butler? You know, Zeke did
right.
that. All
right.
That's going to be an right. okay. We'll see. Manuel has to shake it off, like you said, and they got to take care of business.
They got to. Get your mind back right, man. It's playoff ball.
Yeah.
Ain't no more regular season. That's over.
Oh, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. Now it's real. No, it's really real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, good luck to all the teams. We didn't have everybody on here, but good luck for everybody. So,
yes, sir.
You know, like I said, you know where we be at. So, hey, definitely.
Absolutely.
Before we get our guests to join us, got on and hit him with this baseball real quick, brother.
Whoo, Houston said, hold on. We got to get our lick back. Beat Phillies 5-0. Hey, you know, that loss was a bad taste in their mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you, when I say that starting pitcher was rolling.
Yes, he was. I saw it. Yes, he was.
Man. And, you know, and I'm so glad that Dusty took him out, you know, because there are a lot of people like, man, leave him in the game. He's doing a no-hitter. You know when people run out of gas. You don't want to go ahead
absolutely.
And all of a sudden Harper hits another home run and everybody's back in it. Nah, you can't do that. So hats off, and I'm great to get his name. Javier.
Yeah, and it's a crazy thing, too, though, when you playing back-to-back like that, don't kill your pitcher.
Yeah. You got to go ahead and rock and roll, just in case you may need him in game 7 or different things like that.
Right.
He pitched 6 innings, no hit ball, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks. But then the bullpen came in and did it. They the first team to have a combined no-hitter in the World Series. Astros right. says, we ain't going nowhere yet.
Nah, we here.
And the thing about it is, tonight we got a game that's going on right now, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's, what is it, 1-1? I think it's 1-1.
Yeah. What's that?
Phillies and Astros are playing right now, too.
Yeah.
They're playing right now, too.
Yep.
And it's 1-1, and this is a must-win for Phillies.
Absolutely. They got to.
You got to win this. You got to win
this. If they lose tonight, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Gonna win.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to take it. You can't go down to them cats.
Nah. And they're going to need one game to win at the crib.
Exactly, man.
Because, you know, their format is 2-3-2. So, yeah, you Philly has to win.
But I think Houston heard our conversation after the show last night, how he was going crazy. And they said, bro, don't like him? We're going to go take care of
this. Hey, man, that dude was pitching his ass off. But I'm telling you. Philly, you have to win this.
They better. You got
otherwise, to. You're going to get beat 4-2. Like, they're not going to play around with them. They're not going to play around. Philly has done what they needed to do, but you got to win 2 at home. You don't win 2 at home, then it's a serious issue. So
look like the Cinderella story ain't going to be. I mean, golly, Philly,
it could,
Philly
it could, playoffs. It couldn't happen to a better team. Hey, Cinderella, it done stroke 12, right? It's 12. Everything's changing. Hey, the pumpkin, right. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know. But you didn't lose your heels. They threw a heel. That take this with you. Ain't no coming back.
Exactly.
Ain't no coming back, exactly. Cinderella. So, yeah, I love it. So, you know, it's real deal. It's series tied 2-2.
Yes.
1-1 right now. Bottom of the second. 2 runners are on with 2 outs. Phillies at bat. So, hey. We'll see what's going on, man. We'll see what's absolutely. Going on. Definitely need that. So, let me see. Let me go ahead and check this. We do. Hey, D, how you doing? Let me see.
What up, sus?
What's going on with you? If I can click on that real quick. What's up, D? Good evening, ooh. Fellas. Yes, sir. So, let me see.
That's wild.
It's yeah, two, man. Two. Yeah. Because the crazy thing, you and I was like, you know, off air, we was rolling with it.
Yeah,
stuff like
yeah.
that. But, hey, Philly, like I said, Philly has done everything they need to do to put themselves in position. You just got to win this one. Because I forgot that it was 2-3-2. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
2-3-2. Like so, the first two was where? In Houston or at Philly's?
Houston.
Wow.
So, basically, If you ran the table at the crib, you World Series champions. But you and I knew that Houston ain't no, you know.
They don't sit down.
Yeah, they're a good team. Like, they're not gonna like choke like that. Like, so you
gotta. That's a route. You gotta get them. This night.
Well, you got no choice to take care of business on it. So, let me see. Like I said, we gotta wait on a special guest. Let me see what he gonna do.
This game is at Philly tonight, right?
Yes. This is game five. Yeah, this is
at
game
Philly. Five. Okay. Because I was gonna say, because I know that wasn't gonna work to have Houston at Houston, the baseball team and the football team. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, what was it? Was it Sunday? Did they play Sunday? No, they didn't play Sunday. Thank God. I was gonna say, because I know before it's happened where both days.
Yeah.
You know what? We're talking about big cities. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Talking about little cities and like, okay, well, hold on, man. I got, man, because you got, like you said, we got baseball fans, you got football fans, you got something about both. But you know, it's time to pick where you gonna go. And to be honest,
the baseball game.
What you say?
They would have went to the baseball game.
I would have too. I mean, that's more important than a regular season football game right now. You see what I'm saying? Like, if your city can go get that World Series, oh man, come on, bro. You got to live up. You can see Jalen Buster later on. You know what I'm saying? See him later on. You can see him later. Ain't nobody talking about all that crap. All right, so we can ready to move on. We had some big news today. Hold on, let me get Mark together real quick. We had some big news today that that dropped. So let me get your background together. Let me bring in brother.
Okay.
Brother bump. Let me see.
What's up?
What's going on with you, bump? How you doing?
What's going on, bump? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on. I didn't even know that the Louisville was even playing right now.
Yeah, I was watching them, man, and
let's get this stuff real quick, because if it wasn't for Mark, my brother Mark, who I would have missed it until I got on Twitter and been like, what are they talking about? And I'm gonna have to rewatch it anyway. But
yeah,
so right. Today it finally dropped. Louisville Voice postseason ban placed on 2 years probation, fined $5,000, and their recruiting days are reduced. I think it's 2 weeks is cut out of the recruiting. This has been a long-going saga, 5 years type thing. You done lost your head basketball coach, your AD. You lost two basketball coaches. The second one because of
penalty.
Two ADs, but the AD and the last coach wasn't because of this. That's other stuff. Right. But just to paint the picture, you know, lost all these people, lost some good assistant coaches, lost some bad assistant coaches. What is your thought of this, bump?
About the ruling?
Of the ruling, yes.
I mean, I'm real happy about it, man. I'm ecstatic about it because it's been a long five and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
That I think we've been in stalemate pretty much because, like they said, the coach, other coaches was using that as a gray cloud over here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So by all that's over with, man, now we pretty much got a clean slate where we can go in the kids' home and be like, you know, we're going to be good and you play in the NCAA tournament and it's nothing hanging over our head no more. So, you know, I'm happy about it, man.
And you know what? And I'm glad that they brought that up. Like, you know, the AD and everybody else, you know, as far as like, yeah, I mean, Louisville has been in purgatory since they got busted with this. So I don't care what no one said. Like, well, they ain't Luke. Well, you know what? You know how many players Louisville was in, but they could not seal the deal because the back of their parents and everybody saying, man, you might not play. You don't know when that's going to drop. The other coaches, like you said. So it's bad to finally get that over. Look, wait a minute, bump real quick. Mark, what is your thought on this whole ruling of what dropped today?
Right. I agree with everything that bump said. I mean, you ain't got that dark cloud over you no more. So now you go recruit the kids that you want. You can actually go talk to them. You know what I'm saying? To bring these kids here, because Kenny Payne didn't have nothing to do with this. You know what I'm saying? Even if it was different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this is great for Louisville. This is great for Louisville.
Needed.
Go ahead, Bump. Like the athletic director said, man, when they asked him what other coaches are, you know, how the kids told him other coaches was using against this, he emphatically said yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, he said yes. He said that, man, with, you know what I'm saying, with vigor in his heart. He knows that's been hanging over our head and coaches have been using that.
Right. Right.
So, man, now, like Mark said, man, we can't. You can't go into you now. We can go into a kid's home and be like, "Yeah, we're good."
Right.
As long as we play on the court, you know, we're good.
Right.
So you know, it's not nothing hanging over our head to where other coaches can go in and be like, "Well, hell, if you go there, you might not get to play him." And we know most kids want to be one and done.
Heck yeah, yeah.
That's like I'm just gonna use for example the kid Wagner that you know number one recruit in the nation. If I'm him. Which I'm hoping he was waiting to see what happens with us.
Right.
Because like we was talking earlier, me and Dave saying a lot of pressure's on this kid to pick between two schools that, you know, has his grandfather here and historical ties with his family. Then Kentucky, who's probably been on him since he was 12.
Right.
If I'm him, I'm waiting to see what happens with Louisville. I'm hoping this was the case because he hasn't committed yet.
Right.
You know, because other coaches was probably saying, well, hell, you want it done, so why go there? You're not going to get to showcase your talents in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
They're probably going to be on probation or stripped from going to the NCAA tournament. But now you can't go with, you can't use that again with him no more.
No, you can't.
You see what I'm saying? So,
and also, you know, the thing about it is for the people who think because he signed a NIL deal with Nike that is a done deal with Kentucky, it's not. That's not going to. That's basically that deal is for him to basically sign with Nike whenever he goes pro. You know what I'm saying? That type of stuff like that.
And, Van Lip, she signed with Nike.
Thank you. And she plays for Louisville.
So,
you know, come on now. Right. So don't get caught up in that. Like, oh, man, that's a no. Now, Bradshaw, he went, and that's cool because he knows what Bradshaw saw is that at Kentucky, he'll have opportunity to play because they're going to lose all their big men. Okay.
Right.
Louisville's big men are probably not going to go anywhere. Right. So you're going to have to fight two for nail.
Looking at their game today, they probably not.
Exactly. wait a minute. And last week.
Exactly.
We was, like I said, in, real quick, did y'all check Rick? I checked Rick Pitino's conference.
Yes, I did.
I did too.
I did. Watched the whole thing, man. Just. Rick can handle that press, man. That's what
yes, he did.
Good, man.
And I love how
speak with that press, man. About a tear to my eye.
I love how he, you know, ended basically when he's talking about Louisville. Louisville needs to go ahead and celebrate that national championship because it did happen.
Yeah.
You know, these kids, you need to start naming the kids and things like that. And also, I love that basically he did an apology to Jurich on his press conference because Jurich fought for him. And George is the biggest loser out of the whole thing.
He was. He lost a lot, man. And if you think about it, he's the reason the campus looks like it does.
Mm-hmm. All the facilities.
You know what it looked like back in the 90s, 80s, and mid-90s before he got there.
Right.
So, man, you know, and another thing I like what Pitino said is like how schools like North Carolina and Kansas put their foot in the sand, man, and like, nah, we're going to fight this. He said Louisville pretty much just
gave
up and, you know what I'm saying, and waved the white flag instead of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad. All right, real quick, after these, now we got to we're going to get you out on this one. We had one scrimmage last week or whatever, and then you got one tonight that they are hanging on barely. Do you think, and let me do this, do you think Kenny is like, not as far as he just got them out there playing, you know what I'm saying, not really showing his hand on offensive set, just to kind of prove a point because it looked like that offense is nothing's running, really. Do you think he's doing it on purpose, or is this the way the offense is going to probably look? And we all know they only got one true Division One guard on their roster, which is hard for anybody.
Right. I'm hoping this is, he's not showing his hand yet, But I think what Kenny got to understand is you're not at Kentucky to where Kentucky didn't run plays.
Right.
Because you had the talent.
Right.
You know, and it's easy to swing the ball and let my athletes out athlete yours. But when you don't have that, you're going to have to put some chalk to a chalkboard and run some plays for these kids to get them open.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're going to have to run some sets. So, right. You know, I'm hoping he hasn't shown his hand yet because, you know, we play a good Bellamy team next week. And,
yeah, and that's regular season.
I was watching the game tonight. He wasn't pressing. And, you know, he started his son and Master P son together. So,
wait a minute. Them two started?
I'm sorry?
Them two started?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, he sort of them too for a little bit, man. So I'm just hoping he's getting a feel for the kids and letting some of these kids that's really not going to play.
Right.
I know he's not even pressing. I was watching the game. He's not even pressing. What's the score? You got a score now?
Yeah, it's 73.
74.
Okay, oh, 74. Shoot. Go ahead, 74.
74, 67.
Okay, cool.
Us or them?
Us.
Us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? I think he's probably doing like NFL. Maybe he's using this like NFL because, you know, NFL is like, hey, let's just go ahead, get some reps, do what we got to do, get the most, hopefully. Let's just say,
yeah.
I'm not saying he is, but let's
hopefully he is. And I'm going to tell you what, hey, has that dude from Manhattan committed anywhere yet?
From who?
The one that preseason player of the year for Manhattan who's transferring because they coach got fired.
I haven't heard nothing on him. I haven't heard too much. I heard in the beginning that he was looking at about four or five schools that was looking at him. We was one of them. But since then, the early stages of it, I haven't heard anything yet.
I hope because he's gonna have to rock and roll like next week, this week type stuff, right? And yeah. I'm hoping this helps Louisville because he's a 6'5 guard. He's a scorer. You know, the Louisville can say, hey, come on, man. You know, hey, we got a spot for you.
He's coming right in playing.
Oh, yeah, automatically. Yeah. Because it's not like he's not been practicing and stuff, so conditioning, right? The conditioning is different, but still, like, I hope they can say, hey, man, this, you see it. You saw it. Let's rock and roll. So we'll see. Like,
right.
Hey, Bump, thank you for joining us, brother. And we're going to let you out on this one. Give us a little rundown of the Dolphins, man. What's going on with the Dolphins, brother?
This week, hey, Mark, I ain't talked to you since we
I knew it was coming.
Hey, you and my son, man. You and my son, them Steelers fans. So he caught the business too, man. He didn't ask my text about 2 days. So, you know, I said, hey, man, I'm going to catch up with you.
But, right.
Miami, we looking good, man. We got Chicago this week. And we just signed a nice defensive end rusher from the Broncos.
Yes, sir.
So, man, I'm anxious to see where we go. I think it's wide open this year.
It is.
I think it's wide open.
But you know what the crazy thing is? It's wide open, but y'all got two bullies in y'all conference. Y'all got the Bills and the Chiefs. Those right. are the bullies.
And you know when that temperature drops below 70 degrees, my Dolphins kind of freeze up. You know, I don't think we can go to Buffalo or Kansas City to win in January or
December.
So, you know.
Hey, but it's tough, though, man. It's good, though. I'm glad to see y'all bounce back. Got some good players and all this kind of stuff. Like, y'all trying to win.
Yeah.
So that makes a difference, though.
And they picked a little running back up for the 49ers.
Yeah, Wilson, who old boy coached last year. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so, man, it's just good to be anxious to watch football on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? It's just good to watch football on Sundays and have
some meaningful football.
Meaningful, right. Meaningful football on Sundays now. Yeah.
I just love how y'all two bragging.
Hey, Mark, it's been a long time coming, brother.
Y'all
win about two Super Bowls. Last time I was about 8, we was there playing the Reds, losing to the Redskins.
hey, Mark, you know it don't mean nothing to me to the playoffs. So
I already know.
But you got to get to the playoffs. That's the whole thing. You get to the playoffs, and then it's on. But you know, it, like Bump said. You said what we've been saying. It's wide open. So, hey.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Thank you, Bump, for joining us, brother.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, fellas. All right, y'all be good.
All right. Yes, sir. All right. So let's go on and do what we do.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it cracking. Boom. Eagles, 12.5-point favorite of the Texans. That game is actually going on right now. What is the score? You got the score, Mark? What's going on?
It's crazy because I've been so in tune to this Louisville game, I forgot I was even on. for real, I forgot it was on. We'll get back to it. I'm waiting for it to come on now. But before that, it's crazy because if Texas score on Philly, I would be very disappointed. Texas shouldn't be able to score
tonight. Hey, well, let me let you know. It's 7-7.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Philly. I knew we could have beat Philly. We could have beat Philly, brother.
That's what a mad Crooks who thought he was going to Dallas. You know what I'm
saying? Right. But Philly should hold on and win this game. I mean, I hope it ain't no Burley win. You should be maybe going here to destroy this team.
You know what? Go ahead, brother.
This guy at work told me, it's funny. He said, now watch this be the team that mess around and beat Philly. really?
Right. Silly stuff like that, bro. Silly stuff like that. Yeah. You know the crazy thing is? I don't know. And when I say that statement about Cooks, the wide receiver, you know, it was tongue in cheek. But I know he was upset that he didn't get traded to Dallas. You know, it was a money thing.
Yes.
And then I think Dallas and Texas waited to the end to try to come up something quick. You can't do that. Well, and that's okay.
Exactly, you can't.
Yeah, because I know Dallas didn't want to pay them $18 million, you know what I'm saying, the next year or whatever he was going to get. But I don't know if you saw, you know, when you look down to the headlines, Texas wide receiver Cooks ruled out Thursday. Because he was mad talking about y'all taking my kindness for weakness, different stuff like that, because he wanted out. So, dude may force his way out and get cut.
And then go somewhere else wherever he wants.
Come on.
Wherever he's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to stay at the crib. But Houston's going to be that team how they did your boy. Now, we're just going to keep you here, bro.
Unless
the whole
he,
year. You can stay
unless home. He, and pay you. Yeah, you're right. They did do him.
And like we're gonna pay you.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Stay at home.
They did him.
If
like
you gonna pay me to stay at home, all right, cool.
Yeah, I'll do that. I ain't got no problem with that. But like you said, Eagles should take care of business. But I don't know if they're gonna do 12.5. You know, it's already kind of.
Yeah,
stuff. I don't know. You know,
it's the second quarter too.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, less Texas all of a sudden stop fumbling and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So
right,
looking like Wake Forest out there. So you know that kind of stuff. Jesus. Right. You know how it is. All right,
yes sir.
Here we go. Game. Chargers versus the Falcons. Chargers 3 points favorite. What your take on this game?
I mean, I mean, Chargers, yeah, of course you're going to give them the edge because, you know, so they got some better players over. But I think that Atlanta, they playing with a lot of heart right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they know they're not expected to do really anything this year. They'll mess around and win this game. Because the Chargers, they really, I mean, to keep it 100, they're not that really that good how we expected them to be this year.
I totally agree with you. I would not be shocked if the Falcons win this game. I think that Falcons are playing to their strong hand. They're letting Mariota do his thing. They scoring points. You know what I'm saying?
And
like you said with Chargers, let's be honest. Like you said, they are one of the most disappointing teams in the league. You thought and everybody else was going to go ahead and take it. They lost Mike Williams. My man Allen hasn't played the whole time. Eckler in and out. I'm with you. I think the Falcons really could win this game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they won this game.
Right. Right. You know how disappointed that would be.
Dolphins, 4.5-point favorite over the Bears.
The Bears got my – you know what? The Bears got my dog, you know. It was we heard the rumors that he was gonna probably get traded, but I didn't know how true it really was. But Burns got a good receiver. He can go somewhere to where he can get the ball thrown to him deep, how he like it and stuff like that or whatever. But this game right here is gonna be tricky. Miami's on the road, got to go to Soldier Field. You know what I'm saying?
Watch it be snowing.
New little toy. Let's
watch it be snowing. Something great. Right.
He got him a nice little new toy over there. Let's see how that works together. But I think it's going to be a good test. It's going to be a test for Miami. Let's see what you can do. Tua, hey, you going to get your dogs in there? Go get them. One got 80 yards and the other one got 79 type thing. You know what I'm saying? Because he got toys, too.
But
I think what the Soldier Field is going to be hard.
I think what you said is absolutely right. I'm intrigued because what's going to keep the Birds in this game and every game from here on out is going to be strictly that running offense. And that running offense, Montgomery's always been a great running back. Herbert is good. With him,
that's a perfect one, too.
But when you got Justin Fields and you using him with his legs, that makes a difference. I think this game is going to be closer than what most people think it's going to be. And if the Birds can go ahead and continue getting over 200-something yards, they got a chance. They got a chance. Now, chance would have been better if you kept – I'm not even worried about Quinn. I mean, Robert Quinn is good, but, you know, okay, he is. He's good, but, you know –
Right.
But
whatever.
Roquan, you lost the leading tackler in the NFL. The linebacker that fills the hole, that's going to hurt.
Right.
That's going to hurt because now Miami can also utilize their running game, right? They can go ahead and then if you got to get sucked in on that running game and you got Waddle and you got Hill, oh, man, that's the only thing. And I like the Claypool thing because go deep, you 6'5 or whatever, just go ahead. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and you can be the center of the offense right now, and Mooney, and that's going to help Mooney. I think the Dolphins should win, but I think the Bears is just going to go ahead and just make them earn it. It shouldn't be a blowout.
A hard-fought game.
It shouldn't be a blowout. Panthers versus Bengals. Bengals 7-point favorite.
As much as it's going to hurt me to say this, I feel like Cincinnati, that bad loss that they took to a divisional team, that's personal, and he ain't never beat the Browns since he's been in the league. So, I feel sorry for Carolina.
And you know what's so – it's so crazy because I thought the same thing. I thought when I looked at this game, I thought the same thing. I said, oh, man, Bengals are going to need this. But the problem is this. Panthers don't give a bleep. I didn't give them a chance. You know, even though, don't get me wrong, Atlanta is not the Bengals. But I was like, yeah, maybe the Panthers show. They have no coach, you know, blah, blah, blah. For them, hats off to P.J. Walker. Hats off to him.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't even worry about Arnold, R.R., Baker Mayfield. This dude came in there, and he is rolling.
Now, the crazy thing about it, that's his job for the rest of the year. Do not take that boy out.
You better not. Do not
take him out.
You better not. If you do, then you a sucker, and you shouldn't be a coach.
Absolutely. That's your fault for trade for that man who's getting paid all that money, and you still got him over who you still paying a lot of money to.
Right.
That's y'all fault.
Y'all fault. What you said. So, hey. Leave that man alone. I think
let him keep going.
If this game is close, like I said, you know, like Bengals go ahead and throw that uppercut, that haymaker, and land it in that first half. If this game is close at halftime and the Panthers got it, I mean, I think the Bengals are going to win. You see what I'm saying? I think they win.
I see what you're saying.
But I think that it might be a little closer because Panthers playing with house money, right? They already got a win. Ain't like they're going to be winless. They're going to have – dudes are trying to, like – so that they deserve these jobs. They fighting for their lives. You see what I'm saying? I don't think they fighting for the interim coach because they know he ain't gonna get it. But I think they fighting for their lives, man. And you know, you got some weapons, and it's crazy. You gave away McCaffrey. You lost your head coach. Right. You lost your head coach. Everybody thought Moore was going to leave, but I think after that helmet thing kind of made people think, he's a selfish player. Besides, his price is too high. Some people get finicky. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this. Like you said, they had opportunity to win it, but my whole thing is, DJ Moore, you've been in the league for, 6 years now or something? A little bit, about 5 or 6, something like that? Dude,
you talking about DJ Moore?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You're a professional. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's my whole thing. I'm not blaming him, but I'm not saying it didn't hurt. Let's put it that way.
I get it.
And we know in the NFL, the kicker, man, it wasn't outside. It was in the dome. Kick it through the thing.
Yes, you got one job.
Yeah, let's kick it, dude. 48, okay, cool. That's not big. Go ahead and knock it in, but you didn't. You choked twice. But, Packers, 3.5-point favorite over the Lions. Why we got a lot of games like this?
I don't know. But I'm going to say this, though. And I'm going to say it today. November 3rd, Detroit will win this game.
Woo! Why you think
Detroit is going to win this game?
Why you think that?
I just got faith. Now, because the Packers, this is a game that they will mess around and lose because they're not rocking on all cylinders.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers don't trust his receivers. Mm-hmm. And he's been blunting out, basically saying it without saying it. You know what I'm saying? Right. We don't know if his top dog is even going to play. Because he's still questionable because that's on fantasy. Yes, I do have him on my fantasy team.
Talking about Cobb.
Yep. No. Not heck no. Cobb better not be on nobody's team.
Who you talking about? Scanlon, the other one, Valdez or whatever they do.
Yeah, okay. Sammy Watkins, you can't trust him. And then you got the young guys.
Stop it. You know I'm going to say stop it? Because I told you about Sammy Watkins. I tell you about it, bro.
I have faith because. But
check it out. No. Hey, I love that. But you know the crazy thing is, and I forgot he was on the Packers team, bro. Until they said his name, I think it was last Sunday, whoever they played. They brought him up. It was Bills because he played for the Bills. I forgot that he was because Kansas City's looking like that's the reason why he can't stay healthy.
That's why
he can't stay healthy.
No, he can't. He absolutely can't. I mean, his first couple of years coming out in the league, yes, he was rocking. An injury bug hit, man. That's crazy. It hit him.
I tell you what, though, I'm with you. I'm riding all my chips is with the Lions. And I think this should be a fun game. This should be a game that pretty much if you have the ticket or if you got other means, because it's probably not going to be on TV, you need to watch this game. Because I think the Lions is going to put up some points. I think the Packers defense is overrated. I think the Packers defense is overrated. I think, like you said, Lions at home, they are desperate. Mark and I have been saying this for a long time. They are going to catch somebody, and they're going to catch more than one body. And I think this is going to be the first one they get. Old boy has no offensive weapons that he trusts, even though they got a heck of a running back duo, but the receivers, he don't trust that, and we know that's how he eats. I just think that the Lions, this is time for them to go ahead and get one, and I think it's time. I thought last week, they almost had last week.
That's a team right here now playing.
You know what I'm saying? That's a team that is a better team than the Packers. So
exactly.
Yeah, it's time to go ahead and get that. Doing it right now. So yeah, that's get it.
Get the win, Detroit.
Colts versus Patriots. If beginning of the season, I thought the Colts would go ahead and do what they gotta do. But what do you think on this game, man?
First off, who's starting for the Colts?
I think
that coach is. Right. Like, who's starting? Is Mac Jones going to start this game? Are they going to put the young boy in?
Since they won, I think it's going to be Mac Jones, bro.
It's a lot of different questions with this. I mean, Bill Belichick is a great man. We know it is. And he's at home. They're going to mess around and probably beat the Colts. But the Colts got to worry about the offseason, who's going to be your quarterback next year.
Right.
They thinking about the future right now because it's not even looking good now.
Please draft him.
You got that boy Taylor in the back. You got the boy Taylor run the ball to open the pass up. He's good enough for that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Coach and everything going to be gone next year, bro. The whole team's washed.
Everybody's gone. Everybody's gone.
Everybody.
I think everybody's out of there. Good luck with that one. Who knows? But I'm with you. I think the Patriots should win. Mac Jones. He went ahead and won last week. So I know everybody's happy for the Patriots and things like that. Colts, man. Your offenses suck. We know that. But, you know, even Taylor's not even doing what he need to do. The offensive line that was supposed to be the next Dallas offensive line when Dallas was rolling with all that up front has this. They done took a break. The defense that everybody thought was top five, at least top ten, doesn't exist anymore.
It was great last year.
Yeah, so it's like, come on, dude. What is going on? Dude done fired his offensive coordinator or somebody on his roster. Something he did. And it's like, Coach fan, it's hard when you – see, they just thought – they was very fortunate to have luck.
Yes,
After Peyton, they had him. But he threw his arm out of socket and he said, I'm done. I ain't going to get me.
I'm done.
So you had two quarterbacks, one a Hall of Famer. The other one was probably going to go that route if he would have stayed.
Yep, if he would have stayed.
Now you sitting here playing Potluck Tuesday.
Absolutely.
I'm saying, what is people bringing to the table? Yes. And it's not looking good. And Patriots going to go ahead and really, Patriots probably going to really crush that ass.
I mean, it's crazy. That's nuts.
Bills, 11.5-point favorite over the Jets. At the Jets, because the Bills are the Bills.
I'm right with the Bills with this game. Go on the road, get this win, go ahead, eat them up. I need Diggs to have about 3 touchdowns, you know what I'm saying, for my fantasy. I'm selfish, I don't care. I need all that. But the Jets is not – early in the year, everybody's talking about the Jets and the Giants. Jets and Giants, Giants, Jets. All right, cool, whatever. They got a couple of quality wins, but now it's back to reality.
Right.
The Jets is back to reality now. They're the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Quarterback play, the biggest question for the Jets is the quarterback. Because I don't think little dude is going to be the answer in the future. I just really don't. They got to figure that out. Yes, he had a couple of good games, but he's back to making bonehead plays and stuff like that or whatever. He looked good in college. That's what people got to realize. College and NFL is different, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally two different, totally different monsters. But I got the Bills winning this. That's a conversation
up there. Well, you know, to me, I think – yeah, I got the Bills winning. But to me, I think what hurt, man, is that when Breeze Hall got tore his knee up, a couple of games ago, that affected them big time. I mean, I like James Robinson, but you ain't even utilized him yet. So he'll probably get a lot of totes, but they two different style running backs.
Absolutely.
Is a dynamic home run hitter. You know, he gets loose and that he gets up to that second level, he's gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's different. Mm-hmm. You can't replace a guy like that. You just got to hope that after surgery and everything, that he can come back and be himself. That's one position as a running back. When a running back turns their knee up and leg, most times they ain't not the same. And I hate that for him because he was, as a rookie, boy, he was going.
He was rolling.
Yeah.
He was rolling.
And that relieves pressure from Flacco when he was taking in for Wilson. That relieves Wilson. When you got a running game that they had, it changed the whole game. So you can throw a screen to him, he's going to the house. You can do all kinds of stuff. That's gone. So I will say this. I think the Jets are a way better team what they have been in the past 3-4 years. They got some nice pieces. They got sauce, you know what I'm saying, the DB.
DB.
You know, the thing about it with Wilson, I agree with you. He's got to grow up. He played at, I think, BYU. He's not
BYU. Yeah, exactly. So what it was.
It's a different thing. And then you got you are not the pecking order is not you at the top. You know what I'm saying? So you know he's got a lot of growth he needs to do. So I wish him luck on that one, without a doubt.
Right.
Who knows? Who knows? Bills is gonna go ahead and take care of business.
Ah, this game is out of control.
Vikings versus Commanders.
If they don't go in there and do what they're supposed to do at the Commanders, this is a problem. But I think this is going to be a great test. I don't know why I feel like the Commanders are going to put up a better game than what people think they really are against this team. The Commanders is great to come out here with all the confidence in the world,
Hinky,
that they are going to beat this team.
Hanky, Hinky.
I do feel... Hinky, yeah, what you said, Heineken, whatever his name is. The Vikings is supposed to win this game. We know that. But how this Commanders team is, hey, I don't know. It's going to be way tougher than what I think people think it really is.
I'm with you. First of all, Ron Rivera, you know, he's really known for his defense. And they still got some great pieces on that defense.
Yes, they do.
Even without Chase Young, right? They have some pieces. You know, they got rid of the cornerback. You know, he wasn't happy. They wasn't happy with him. The styles was different as far as
– Yeah, styles are different.
But they are smash-mouth football, right? They're going to run it. They're going to do – McLaurin is going to eat – you know, going to do what he got to do when he can. Yeah, and Heineke is not going to do stupid stuff, right? He's not going to do no Carson Wentz. I think right here the Vikings is going to have – a run for their money. It's not going to go in there, and we're going to just giddy all whatever greedy, do the greedy all over the place and all that kind of stuff. They're going to have to earn this one, point blank.
Absolutely.
They're going to have to earn this one. You know, and then, you know, which cousin we getting, right?
What you said.
And cousin's going back home, right?
About that.
Ain't cousin going back home? He's going back home. So, hey, we'll see. I think it's, you know, go ahead.
I said, let's see if he's wearing all the diamond chains after this game.
Ooh, wee. Yeah, you're going to do something because it means something different. All these games is like this, how we done said. All these teams are favorites, which really it doesn't mean anything. Raiders, 1.5 point favorite over the Jags.
It's crazy that we got to talk about this. Because we should be saying right now, Las Vegas Raiders is great. Go to the Jaguars, go to the Duval.
Right.
It's just destroy them. We don't know. We don't know what Vegas team we getting this Sunday. The Jaguars, they might turn up. You know what I'm saying? And just go out there and just bust them. You don't know.
No, you're right. You're right.
This game right here is so tricky because it's like, what Vegas team are we getting? What Derek Carr are we getting? We had Delonte Adams, Delonte Swain. He ain't do nothing last week. Well, I mean, what are we getting? This is so disappointing, bro. Okay, go ahead, bro.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. it's really puzzling because they just thought that Devonta comes through there. And they just going to go ahead and hum it, right? Well, you have to play defense. They're not getting any pressure, quarterback pressure with cars. You know, all these dudes that they, man, y'all not doing nothing.
Right.
There's no way a team with Devontae, running back. What's the running back's name?
For who? Jacob.
Jacobs. It's no way to have a team with Waller, Jacobs, Adams, and you don't score a point against the Saints.
Okay.
Yeah. Jaguars, go ahead and just eliminate them off the – just eliminate them. Just take them – they already eliminated. They already 2-5. Go ahead and make them 2-6. I'm sorry for every – hey, love you, Hobbs. I know Hobbs is recovering from a broken hand. But for you Raiders fans, done. This is the original. Absolutely. This is the original. Done.
Absolutely.
And embarrassing.
It absolutely is. It is. It is, bro.
Seahawks versus Cardinals. Minus two favorites. So 2 points favorite is the Cardinals. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know who did the points this week. And I get it. The Cardinals at home, but I don't know.
I'm going to tell you this. This is one team that I think I'm going to start watching every Sunday. It's Seattle.
The Falcons? Oh,
Seattle. I think I'm going to start watching them every Sunday because it's Geno Smith. I don't know what's going on with you, brother. Why you could do this back in the day, you're early, when you first came?
Yeah! He's seasoned. That's because he's seasoned.
He would be a hell of a quarterback right now. We talk about Geno right now. Jesus. Yeah. But I can see why this game has that number, that little stink number.
Right.
Because the Cardinals is another team that we all said was going to be there.
Right.
They're going to be there too. Like, these teams that we talking about that's supposed to be there ain't there. Like, this season for these teams is a little bit. Some of it's like it's embarrassing because we know they can play better. But at the same time, it's is going on? The Cardinals is disappointing to me this year. Like, very. Yeah, you got Hopkins back. He can have 12 catches, 160 yards receiving, and you still lose the game. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, you still lose the game. But I'm going with the upset. I got Seattle.
I'm gonna tell you off the dribble. This draft coming up, it's gonna be the first time you're gonna see nothing but heavy hitters, big time names in that order of that top 14, the lottery, basically, you know what I'm saying? We'll say lottery, whatever. But you're going to see, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the first 14 is going to be teams that you never thought you would see based off of coming into the season. Like you said, it was a lot of teams that, and make you think as a fan, I don't know if I really want to play them, man. They got
right.
This. Right. Now you're thinking, I hope they don't flip the switch. And the scary thing is this. Cardinals, if you lose this one, you should have gave up all your roster. You should have gave up
everybody.
Seahawks is rolling. Hats off to Geno. You doing what you gotta do. Like I said, you seasoned meat. You done been in there, you've been in the refrigerator for some years, and you really ready to rock and roll, right?
Right.
If Seattle wins this, bro, I think old boy may lose his job.
Woo!
Because, don't get me wrong, Seahawks have surprised us, and they've done a great job.
Yes, they have.
But you and I still, when we do, and we got to do it next week, we ain't going to do it this week. When we do our top 10, they ain't going to be in there, right? I'm just saying.
We don't want to get the people twisted.
Yeah, man. But I'm just
saying. They doing good, but they're not
top 10. Yeah. So, if y'all lose this game, Cardinals, y'all 3-6.
Yes.
And Seahawks is already in first place, but they'll be 6-3. And we said it. Remember, we said at the beginning of football season that they was going to eat each other up. They just going to beat each other up. And it's going to be a 9-7, 10 and whatever. It's 17 games now. So it'll be 10-7, 11-6, something that you didn't think. But, you know, that happens when you got a good division. But this division is not good.
Right. Not at all.
Seahawks, okay. Cardinals sucks, right? Rams sucks. 49ers is the best team, and they that scary. You know, granted, you got McCaffrey.
Exactly.
You look way better, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you still got that man pulling that trigger in the back that, he's shady. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
49ers is the best team, and they're, got 3 losses or 4 losses, whatever they got. So, hey, bro, I think if they lose, I think that coach is in trouble. Rams versus Bucks, beginning of the season, you would thought this would be a preview of the NFC Conference. NFC Conference, whoever's going to the Super Bowl. And look at it now.
I'm not going to speak too much on Tom Brady no more. Like I said, I said my piece with him. But the Rams and the Bucks, I mean, it's two totally different teams from last year, right? I mean, yeah, the Rams, y'all coming off the hell of a Super Bowl win and stuff like that. But you can't keep having that as a hangover. I just feel like that's not cool. But at the same time, did they just get lucky last year, run the tables and get it? You know what I'm saying? Because they're not looking really good this year. You know what I'm saying? You got the pieces over there. You have the pieces. You have the pieces on defense or whatever. I just feel like that's not a really – it's not a good team this year to me. The Bucks, they not all of that neither. We know the situation and stuff like that. But the Rams should be on the road to win this game. Should.
You know, the crazy thing is this. What is missing from the Rams that they had last year? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. It's a guy who's hurt. Right? Yeah, he's a guy who's hurt. Now, don't get me wrong. It took him a little while to get in the groove because, you know, new team stuff yeah. like that. But that guy is a guy that once he is cleared and ready to join a team, he's going to change the complex. You know why he changed the complex? Not just because Odell is a good player to great player. Yes, he is. He is. But when you got that guy that demands a two-man, right? Yeah, I got, where is he at? Like, to be honest. Don't get me wrong, Cup was rolling before he joined them and all this kind of stuff. We know that.
Yeah.
But do you know how much easier it is for Cup to catch when you have OBJ back up running deep flies, doing nines, doing up? Because no one, I don't care what no one says, no one respected Cup like they doing that now, right? Period. I mean, I didn't. But the numbers speak for itself. But you also had that dude that protects you. Because at the end of the day, when they started go ahead and really top, double, triple, triple the Cup, what did OBJ do? He was putting up silly numbers. He was on his way to MVP in the Super Bowl before he got hurt. Yeah. And so that's why the Rams say, hey, man, we welcome him back. You better. Dude is different. If you got OBJ out there with Cup, who's hurt, his ankle, but say a healthy Cup, OBJ, and an Allen Robinson as your third receiver, wow, you eating. Yeah. You eating.
Yeah.
Eating. And you don't have to rush Allen Robinson. You bring him along because you got that dude no matter what. When he whatever team gets him, watch out. And the crazy thing is this. You're going to have Kansas City who's trying to get everybody they want. Buffalo Bills is going to try to get them. Rams is going to try to get them. The Cowboys is going to try to get it's team that the powerhouses, if they get OBJ, good Lord, brother. I'm telling you, that's a difference. That is a difference. Now, the Bucks, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. I'm going to be honest. Tom Brady, we talked about this. We, you know, had a bad week last week with personal stuff and everything. It ain't the same Tom Brady. Yes, you're the GOAT.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff. But it's time to go ahead and retire because y'all not missing too many pieces.
Not at all.
You know, so, hey, it is what it is. Man, River. Yeah.
Right. It's time.
It's time, brother. It's time. So, but this one, where your coin at? Flip a coin. Because I don't know who's going to win this one, to be honest. Titans versus Chiefs, 12.5-point favorite. Is this a diss to Titans? I mean, or do they know that the Titans ain't got enough firepower?
It is. Oh, my God. It's a very much so diss. Ooh, this is going to be a good one, bro. This is going to be a good one because I don't see Chiefs stopping Henry. I don't see them stopping Derrick Henry. Then they still got the backup they got is nice. He's cool. Right. You know what I'm saying? And they go open up the passing. Play action. Do something, especially if you got to start Malik. But I see with this game, they will use Malik's legs more.
You better. This game. You better. Because you know.
Use his legs more this game.
Because you know they drop that safety down.
Absolutely.
If you play the Titans and you don't bring that safety down, then you're a fool.
Yes.
I'm making Tannehill. I'm making Malik. I'm making Mongoose. I'm making Mark. I'm making whoever quarterback, you're going to have to hit somebody. I don't care. Absolutely. I might bring nine down. I might just say, hey, it's sub-zero across the board, brother, because it might be like the Bears out there. I'm bringing 4-6 defense and Daniel to do something, bro. I'm just being real. The Chiefs, but you know what? You know what's so crazy, bro? I'm going to tell you this, man. The Chiefs think they slick. Last time they played Hartman, he showed up. Now, I've been riding his ass the whole time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And he showed up. He showed up.
Yes.
And what do they do right? Now, I ain't going to say right before. They go ahead and get Tony, a disgruntled receiver.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who is more like Deebo Samuel. When he was at Florida, he was like Deebo Samuel. You know, he run the ball, he catches stuff fast, stocky. He's built like Tyreek Hill. Like, he's physically built like this dude, right? And he's a blazer. Chiefs, I see you. I see you because they're looking at the Bills and they're like, yeah, got us. But we're going to add so much toys and we're going to have five wide. And we understand when you got no backs, you got to throw it out quick. But if you throw it out quick and you miss that tackle, to the house.
It's gone.
And this, all of a sudden, now this guy is healthy. You remember when he was with the Giants? I'm hurt. You just want to play with them and Daniel Jones. Now you got the best, either 1A, 1B. To me, still the best. But, you know, quarterback. And now they got a toy with speed. Lord have mercy.
What you said?
Chico, I think this is going to be close at first, but I think the Chiefs is going to make this. They're going to make either Tannehill or Willis make a mistake, and then you're going to see 14 points. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they are going back to old school, brother. They're going back to old school where they're going to do this. You're going to have to beat us, you're going to have to outscore us.
Right.
Sunday night special. Ravens versus Saints. And look, I even spelled it wrong. Saints. I should have. Hold on. This is how I really should have spelled it. I ain't going to do them like that. I'm going to be nice. But I'm going to go ahead and put that. There we go. There y'all go, Saints fan. I'm sorry. I just got a lot of relatives and people who ride me with these Saints that won one Super Bowl.
You're right.
Come on, bro. At least get two or three. Get multiple. Food.
What you said
on this game?
This game right here is in New Orleans too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how Lamar. I want to see how Lamar can really command his team on the road in that dome,
rocking
New Orleans. You know rocking. What I'm saying? Let's see if he get his troops and go in there and get this win. Because at the end of the day, let's keep it real. He got to get this win. You have to get this win. But with the Saints, it's like, okay, that defense be rocking at home, dude.
Different.
That defense rocks at home, dude. It's going to mess around and be a good game. Because it looked like the running back for Kamara, he done found his wings, I guess. He's rocking now. So it's like, this is going to be a good one, bro. It's going to be a good one.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be a good one. And it's a scary pick because I want, as a Lamar fan, I want the Ravens to go ahead and take their business. But the scary thing is what you said. They are at the Saints. The dome is going to be rocking. Can you go ahead and lead your team to a victory down there? Now, I will say this. One thing you do have going for you, Andy Dalton had a good game last game. Well, good for him, the standards. I can't see him doing two good games. Dude's not good. He's horrible. But the Ravens defense, is my man playing? Look, let me ask you this. Is Roquan playing? If Roquan is playing, the Saints might be in trouble. because he is a heated missile who came from Chicago. That linebacker. And the crazy thing is this. You remember when they got Patrick Queen and everybody, you know? Patrick Queen is not that dog. He's a good player, but he's not that dog. Roquan is that dog. And he, that was so smart of them. Now you got that linebacker position solidified, and you can slide Queen to that outside linebacker. Boy. Hey, Ravens, you need to go ahead and do this. And I'm going to tell you what, if they win this game, it's going to be because Roquan has solidified that defense. He has anchored that defense. Because I will say this, Saints defense at home, like Mark and I always say, is totally different. Totally different. Yeah. They're going to break it. But see, when you got that cheat code and the shit breaks down, the cheat code can go to the house. So Lamar is going to have to be Lamar Jackson. Don't depend. Yes. I mean, I love Gus and all this, and I think Gus the Bus is going to do his thing too. But that this is the time, Mark, that you sit Lamar back and say, "Hey, be you." It's going to be stuff that the praise is going to break down. Things ain't going to rock. Be you, right?
Be you.
Let him go. You got to let him go. But I'm just so excited because I love this game because this is probably the best game on the schedule. I mean, to be honest, I mean, every else game is kind of a bull game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly. You know, what you said.
But this one right here, and they need it. Come on, bro. It's time to go rock and roll. So, hey, I love that. Before we get out here, we forgot to, do this one. But we're going to do this one before we get out, Mark. We got the college football. We got Kentucky, 1-point favorite on the road to Missouri. Which, as y'all see, normally we put that, Kentucky is like ranked. They ain't ranked no more.
Yeah. No, they're not there no more. Right.
They're different. And I'm going to tell you what.
Totally.
I'm going to tell you what, bro. Before I let you hit this, if Kentucky loses this game, man, season's over. It's done.
Yeah, season most definitely over with.
After this game, there's only like two more games left. Two or three more games.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Kentucky, y'all need to go on the road to get this win, man. Y'all have to go on the road to get this win. Don't let your season go out like that.
Because after this game, I think they got Georgia.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me check this. I don't want to lie because I know how Kentucky likes to slide. Like Louisville got James Madison, which is really a good, we're going to talk about that shortly. But hold on. Let me look this up real quick. I think Kentucky, I hope, because I know they like to slide stuff in. So let me get the Kentucky schedule real quick, brother. I'm on it right now. Yeah. No, they got Vanderbilt. They got Vanderbilt, then Georgia, then Louisville. That Louisville game was looking a lot closer than it did. So you need to take care of this win, and you need to take care of Vanderbilt.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, then it's some – yeah. And you know what? We're going to get off first, but Mark and I, we talk about sports all the time. And I said it on the show 2 days ago. I didn't understand how people thought that this Kentucky team was going to be better than last year when last year's team was really stacked. Now, they got some nice talent, freshmen and all this kind of stuff. But, I'm not sold on the quarterback. And the scary thing is this, bro. The quarterback in waiting is not good.
Right.
So right now, I'm talking around you. You can probably build him up. The two games I done seen him in, oh, Lord, jeez. Graduate portal. You can transfer a portal, but come on. All right, so the later game, you got James Madison versus Louisville. That lets you how good James Madison is perceived because James Madison ain't played nobody, right? But Louisville's only 7.5 favorite on this. What is your thought? What do you think Louisville needs to do to take care of business on this?
I'm going to tell you this. If Louisville play that second half like they did against that team we played over the weekend,
woo,
we got a chance to, you know what I'm saying, just come out and dominate. You know right. what I'm saying? But I feel like that defense, I want the defense to come out and play exactly how they played last week. Play yeah. how you played in that second half, man, and go in there and do what you got to do. Offense, wake up, get doing what they need to do. Louisville wins the game.
I ain't got nothing to say on it. What Mark said is what I was thinking. The defense got to show up, do what they got to do, period, and take care of business. Go ahead and get this win. You be bold. Absolutely. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. Then you playing with house money. Then you got go down to Clemson, give them a fight. Then you got NC State yeah. coming in. Then you go at Kentucky. Kentucky, you never know what kind yeah. of shape because they got to play Georgia before they play you.
Right.
You know right. what I'm saying? And we know it's going to be some casualties of war with that one.
Yes, it is.
So, hey, y'all know what we do. Hey, make sure you go out and nominate these players. It's playoff edition. Go ahead and do it. Mail PRP. We can't wait. We hate it that it's coming to this. Somebody's right. got to go home, and we don't want home. Either one of them to go home without a doubt. So, hey, support. Okay, you know, the high school football and basketball, we got some goodies coming for y'all.
Yes, sir. It's coming.
It's coming. So, hey, we out of here, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all be good.
Peace out. Why is it doing it again?
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know what? That's funny, though, because that stuff playing with me, man. I don't know what's going on, but it's all good. We still live, but you know it's all good.
Right.
Peace out, y'all.
Yes, sir. That's funny.